You're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Arts Work. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another interest and installment of Artbeat Radio. My name is Brian, and I'll be your host. And with my classmate Sarah Hart-Fender, I am very excited to talk to you about the new podcast. As a group, we decided to learn more about George Harrison. He's our favorite member of the Beatles here at Art Center. So, with the help of my classmates, without further ado, here is what we learned. George Harrison began his career with the Beatles when he went into Paul McCartney on a public bus. They got to talking about music, what others they both enjoyed, and the fact that Harrison was looking to be more serious about his music making. So McCartney invited Harrison to audition for his band. At that time, Paul McCartney and John Lennon were in a group called The Quarrymen and played a genre of music called scaffold music. We think scaffold sounds a little bit like Skittle, which make all of us want to taste the rainbow. We promise scaffold music is a real thing. It's a type of music that is a combination of jazz, blues, and American folk. Very popular in the 1950s in the UK. Harrison auditioned for the Quarrymen and their song Guitar Boogie Shuffle by Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith. At this time, Harrison was only 15 years old. When I was 15, I was still in school, not auditioning for a group of musicians like the Beatles. When Harrison was on tour with the Quarrymen, he'd like to go by the name of Carl Harrison to pay tribute to his idol Carl Perkins. We'll talk more about Harrison's musical influence later. We also learned that while on tour, Harrison and the Quarrymen were actually kicked out of a nightclub in Hamburg, Germany, because Harrison was too young to be playing the nightclub. We thought that was pretty funny. Luckily, that was the only time the Beatles ever got kicked out of a nightclub for being too young. Soon, Brian Epstein became the manager of the Beatles in December 1961 and created the image of the Beatles we know enough today. As the Beatles became popular, they continued producing albums. On their second album, with the Beatles, that was produced in 1963, Harrison was given his first solo writing credit on the Don't Bother Me track. You might wonder why it took Harrison so long to get his music on an album by the Beatles. Well, it's been said that both McCartney and Lennon were both a little possessive about letting the other Beatles members add their own music to the group, which is why there are so few songs written by Harrison and Starr. Harrison was an amazing songwriter. In his music, You can hear his interest in folk music, which was inspired by the Byrds and Bob Dylan. Harrison was so strongly influenced by Indian classical music, which you can hear in Norwegian Wood, which was released on the Rubber Soul album in 1965, which also was Harrison's personal favorite Beatles album. Many different artists influenced George Harrison in his early career. Harrison's most important musical influences included Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Cab Calloway, Nonny Donegan, Hoagy Carmichael, Slim Whitman, George Thornby, and Django Reinhardt. These different artists helped him to create a signature style that we know and love today. In the album Revolver, Harrison had a few more songs added to the album, which included Taxman, I Love You Too, and I Want to Tell You. As time went on, Harrison was the only one feeling left out. Ringo Starr quit for a brief period of time in 1968, and Lennon and McCartney still only allowed Harrison to have two or three of his songs on each album. On the album The Beatles, Harrison had one of his most famous songs and a personal favorite of all, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. In January 1969, tensions between members of the Beatles reached an all-time high. While doing rehearsals for the Netted B album, Harrison quit for 12 days before returning to the group. While Harrison was back in the group, things were never really the same. While they were recording the album Abbey Road, recording sessions were streamed. Speaking of Abbey Road, this album was two of the Harrison's more well-known and two of our favorite songs, Something and Here Comes the Sun. Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra called the song Something the greatest love song of the past 50 years and became Beatles' second most covered song after Yesterday. By the time the Beatles broke up, Harrison had a huge pile of compositions he had stockpiled, but unused because of McCartney and Lennon's resistance in using his compositions. On January 4th, 1970, you can hear his frustration in the song I Me Mine, which was Harrison's next recording session with the Beatles. A pretty fitting ending. Now, that's just Harrison's time with the Beatles. Before the Beatles broke up, Harrison had recorded and released two albums. Wonderwall Music, which was a brand of Indian and Western instrumentation, and Electric Sound, which was an experimental album exploring the sounds of Moog synthesizer. As Harrison kept recording, he released All Things Must Pass, which was a triple. Yes, triple album, which was pretty much an album of Harrison jamming with their friends. And Thriller featured Harrison's head single and fairly controversial song, My Sweet North, in 1971. iTunes sued Harrison because My Sweet North sounded identical to the chiffon song He's So Fine. Adult Center, we were pretty shocked to find out how similar their songs were. We noticed it was pretty much the chiffon song, but with all different lyrics. When the case came to trial in 1976, while he denied copying the song on purpose, he lost the case. In 1971, Harrison weighed in and organized a charity event called the Concert for Bangladesh, which had over 40,000 people attending at Madison Square Garden in New York to raise money for the Bangladesh Liberation War. Harrison kept recording, playing until with his music. In 1973, he recorded Living in the Material World. In 1974, he began his dark horse tour, becoming the first Beatles since they broke up to tour North America. The tour did not go over very well and seriously affected Harrison's musicianship and did not tour again until the 1990s. In December 1974, Harrison recorded an album by the same name as his tour, Dark Horse, which also did not do very well. Even with the dip in his career, he kept recording. Harrison recorded the album Extra Texture, Read All About It, and Freddie Free and One Foot in 1979. Harrison released the album George Harrison, which represented the beginning of the end of Harrison's music career, which he continued to make music. He did not pursue it as strongly as he did in his early career. In the 1990s, he collaborated with his friends Paul McCartney and Jeff Lynne to create the Beatles and Fords. On November 29, 2001, Harrison passed away from complications with throat cancer. We are thankful for Harrison's music. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed this installment of Artbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartswork.org. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.